Welcome to the Midday. I'm Norman Gilliland. Quiz question is already in. It's perhaps even a little stranger than usual, but I have a hunch she'll be able to get a handle on it. We'll find out come 12:30, and between now and then we have music and we have conversation with a practitioner of the cello, and that is Jordan Allen. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You're a product of Eastman. You're also a product of Wisconsin, though. From whereabouts?
I grew up in the Lake Geneva area.
Lake Geneva.
Yes.
There's a lot of music in that neighborhood, isn't there?
There is, yes. And I was very fortunate to have a really good music program in my school, which really helped foster my talent and my development.
There is a strong tradition of those strings programs in particular in parts of Wisconsin. Sometimes an endangered species, but so far everyone has managed to keep them going, I think.
We are a lucky state.
And so you, as I say, you're a product of Eastman. And how was that experience for you? Was it a pressure cooker or was it not too difficult psychologically?
My experience at Eastman was a really amazing one. I had a very supportive teacher. I had a very supportive network of friends and faculty who really helped me along my way. I think that being in the classical music field is by its nature competitive. So there is that element very much to going to school there and being a student there, but less so than in other schools. I think the environment they try to create there is one of a very familiar and supported one.
You're playing, tonight. That would be February 29th, of course, 7:30 with the Middleton Community Orchestra.
Yes.
Their winter concert, and there are three things on the program, including the 1919 version of The Firebird by Stravinsky, and Aaron Copland's John Henry. That's a railroad ballad for orchestra. And you are playing Ernest Bloch's landmark Shlomo, the Hebraic Rhapsody for cello and orchestra.
Yes.
Is that a piece that you've played before, or are you coming to it just for this concert?
I'm coming to it just for this concert. This was a really exciting project for me to learn a new work that I'd always been wanting to learn. And it's definitely a piece that I think will speak to a lot of people in the audience. It tells the tale of King Solomon through the voice of the cello. So it's a very special piece and very close to my heart.
There aren't, it seems to me, a lot of pieces that do that actually have an individual instrument as a narrator for the duration of the piece. I mean, you know, Harold in Italy is one for the viola, for example.
Correct.
Or to some extent, the cello, even in Invitation to the Dance, you know, has a persona that it puts on, but it's not that common a thing.
Correct.
So you get to tell the story with the cello. You have also played some works and actually recorded at Eastman, I gather.
Yes.
By Beethoven. We just heard the Kreutzer Sonata, or a movement from it, last hour, and you have recorded the Sonata number 5 of the 5 cello sonatas.
Correct.
Of Beethoven.
Yes, it's a cycle there.
Who was your pianist for the occasion?
My pianist for the occasion was Jeff Ledur, and he is incredibly talented. He lives in San Francisco now. We had a working relationship with each other my whole time at Eastman, and I was really fortunate to work with him.
And what's special about the first of the 3 movements of this sonata?
I particularly love the drama that is created in this sonata. Right from the very beginning, we get a short piano intro, and then the cello just comes right in and interrupts almost. And it's just very dramatic and typical Beethoven, I think.
Allegro con brio that's the first movement of the cello sonata number 5 in D by Beethoven, with Jordan Allen as the cellist.
Thank you.
That's the first movement of Beethoven's Cello Sonata No. 5 in D, Allegro con Brio, with my guest today, Jordan Allen, as the cellist and the pianist again.
Jeff Ladier.
And performing at Eastman School, of which he is an alumnus. Jordan Allen will be performing tonight at the Middleton Performing Arts Center with the Middleton Community Orchestra, their winter concert. He's going to be performing Ernest Bloch's Shlomo, Hebraic Rhapsody for cello and orchestra. There also will be John Henry, that's by Aaron Copland, and The Firebird, the 1919 version by Stravinsky. You have also played, I guess not too long ago, down in Florida with the New World Symphony.
Yes.
One of the, I guess I could say, more notorious pieces of classical music, that was George Crumb's Voice of the Whale. How did that come about?
That was a project that New World wanted to do for one of their afternoon chamber music series concerts. And I decided to take that project on as a learning experience. As you know, Voice of the Whale is very different as a piece of music. It involves different sound effects. The flautist has to make a whole bunch of sounds that sound like whales moaning. The cellist has to tune down their C string, as well as imitate a whale many times. And also, George Crumb wrote exactly, very specific instructions, exactly what he wanted the performers to wear. So I had to wear all black.
Uh-huh. And so then whale colors.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. And then we had to also wear black masks. So it was, and then when you enter the stage, it was in pitch blackness. The audience didn't clap as usual. It was in pitch blackness, and we had a few little pieces of light tape to show our way, and uh-huh. I was actually more nervous about tripping than I was about actually performing the piece. But, and then as the piece goes on, a soft blue light illuminates and becomes more and more strong towards the end of the piece.
But it's an orchestral piece, right? I mean, there is an orchestra. Or is it, I mean, other than just the flute and the cello, there must be...
There is a piano.
That's it.
And those are the three instruments
really?
That are utilized, yes. And then we also have to... We had to play little percussion instruments and kind of learn how to do that, especially...
In addition to playing the cello, you
yes,
have to be percussionist.
Yes, yes.
Does it involve, like, banging on the cello itself, as is sometimes done?
It doesn't. It actually... we had set up our little percussion area where we would use... It basically involved me just reaching over and hitting this or that, but it was a very interesting experience.
How did the audience react to that?
We had a really positive audience reaction. I think that was one of the reasons why the project was such a huge undertaking for us, because you never know how the audience is going to respond. And at the end, we just had applause and shouts, and it was really exhilarating.
Did you ever think of playing that at the water's edge and see what comes out of the water?
We should see if we are able to conjure something up out of the nearby lakes.
Well, in the meantime, let's see if we can. Yeah, you might get a nice walleye.
A walleye or something,
lap,
yes.
You know?
Yes.
Interesting concept.
Yes.
And it's the gentle approach to fishing, you know, so yeah, hooking them.
Very gentle.
Lull them
yes.
into your boat.
A false sense of security.
And you have also, on a more conventional basis, you've recorded one of the Rachmaninoff cello sonatas, which are not so often heard.
Yes, this one is very, very special. I recorded this concert live in Kilburn Hall in Rochester, New York, and this piece meant a lot to me. I was leaving a place that had become really my home over 4 years of being there and studying there, and it was a very emotional performance.
Kind of the Eastman farewell.
It was my Eastman farewell, yes, sir.
Now, this is the third of the four movements in Andante. Same pianist?
Same pianist, yes.
With my guest Jordan Allen as the cellist in this performance of a movement from a cello sonata by Rachmaninoff.
Thank you.
soulful, songful stuff from Sergei Rachmaninoff.
Yes, very special.
Third movement of his cello sonata in G minor with Jordan Allen making it his Eastman farewell concert there. Quite moving it was, you say.
Yes, it was.
You also play with Madison Symphony. You're going to be playing with the LA Guitar Quartet in a week or so?
Yes, very much looking forward to that concert.
And you play with the Milwaukee Symphony, too.
Yes, I often sub with them. I'm very fortunate. They're also a great musical organization. And it's really nice that Milwaukee is fairly close by to Madison, so I can get over there for some work every once in a while.
And he's playing tonight, of course, in Middleton at Leap Night concert that also has Stravinsky and Copland on it. Going to do any recording?
I don't believe so of this concert.
Of you as a cellist.
Of me as a cellist coming up? Mm-hmm. I sure hope so. I recently had a recital in December, and that was actually at the Capitol Lakes Retirement Community, and I did record that. So in the future, we'll see what happens.
You got a piece that you particularly like to perform next? I mean, given your choice, if you were programming a symphony concert or a recital all on your own?
I'm really looking forward to playing Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 4 in Dubuque, actually, in April.
Dubuque Symphony?
Yes, Dubuque Symphony.
Why? What's so great about that from a cello standpoint?
Well, some of our excerpts for orchestral auditions come from that symphony, and I especially love that piece because it has this amazing quality of searching, and I think it's really relevant for a lot of people. It's definitely one of my favorite Tchaikovsky symphonies, if not my favorite symphony.
Good F minor symphony as well.
Yes.
Is that one that's considered like a fate symphony?
It is. It has the very famous fate opening given to us by the brass.
And as a cello soloist, what would be number one on your list of things to play?
The next piece that I want to tackle is Brahms' Sonata in F.
And let's see, I'm trying to remember how many Brahms cello. So was that transcribed or is that originally for cello?
That is originally for cello. There's that one, and then there's also the E minor one. E minor is one that I've performed already, and F is one that I would like to be a future project for myself.
Those are late Brahms, aren't they?
I believe so, yes.
Almost sunset Brahms, some of the really poignant chamber music.
Really beautiful moments, yes.
Well, there will be some beautiful moments in tonight's concert, I'm sure, especially as Jordan Allen plays Shlomo, that Hebraic Rhapsody by Ernest Bloch, at the Middleton Performing Arts Center tonight with the Middleton Community Orchestra. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.